Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Be a part of an AY word, right? Okay. About bay, K, day, can't do anything with E, fay, gay, hey.
What are you doing?
I'm just going through the alphabet. I was looking at Jay, who wanted to talk to us about the pipeline. I was thinking about all of the words that you can come up with that end in AY. What's wrong with that? You don't understand my mind? I thought you understood me perfectly.
Oh, I understand your mind. I was just wondering why we were doing this.
Ours is not the reason why. Ours is but to do or die. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Mr. McFadden along in a moment or two as we focus on the top stories of the day, some of the facts that you may need to know, things that people feel strongly about. You can share your thoughts at 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougSteffens.com or Jen. Or Rich or Ken, DougSteffens.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. So what are people saying about the various issues or writing? I shouldn't use the term saying because they aren't talking to us. They're writing to us if they're using social media. So what are people writing, Kenny?
Lots of talk about the terror threat at Mall of America.
And what is the thread?
Nobody seems to be, the short answer is nobody seems to be too concerned.
So they're following my reasoning then.
Rogers says, just surround the malls with 200 with a 200-yard cushion of pig fat and we'll all be fine.
That's a good point. Let's put some bacon up there.
Just make a moat and fill it up with pigs. That's all you have to do. All right, what else?
Jeff says, there are signs which state that guns are banned within the mall, so the terrorists won't be able to go in.
No. Right, that'll keep them out. No guns. Do they have devices, the X-ray machines, to get in and out of that mall? Is there any mall in the country that has set up devices? You want to turn people off and keep people away from your mall? Do you know this is a whole big thing, and this is one of the deals that the mall owners, these big corporations, are so concerned about. As soon as you put that stuff up in front of a mall, that's the end of the mall. Because people will not go in there if they don't feel safe. And having those X-ray machines doesn't make anybody feel safe. Ask those who have been violated in any number of circumstances by having those machines around. There's a false sense of security that comes from them. Look at the airports. I mean, how ridiculous is all of that stuff? Really? All right, what else, Kenny?
Let's see. Bob says, there's nothing to see here. It's all just media hype. Move along.
Keep going. Yep, right. You can keep going too, Kenny.
One more. Brett says, the terrorists don't even have to attack us anymore. They'll just bankrupt us with all the security costs we're incurring.
No, see, we are our own worst enemies, and we will destroy ourselves from within. If there is destruction, it'll be us. And the news media and the fear-mongering that goes on is a perfect example of it. Look at all the people who are worried, worked up. Okay, is there a credible threat? I don't think there is. Is there some kind of a threat? Yep. And as Jennifer and Kenny both said, if we don't do anything about it, then we'll be criticized, or they supposedly our leaders will be criticized for it. And so you got to do something. Okay. I'll give you that one. What else are people concerned about, Kenny?
Let's see. Some comments about ISIS.
Yeah.
Let's see. Art says we don't need a summit. We need a few dozen generals and somebody with a backbone and a map.
And that's true.
I don't even know that we need a map. I think you go send the SEALs in. And where's Chris Kyle when you need him, right? Okay, what else?
Let's see. Benny says the only Muslims who think ISIS represents Islam are ISIS themselves.
That's a very interesting thought, isn't it? Huh? That's a very interesting thought. Okay, what else?
Mary says, and this is about the there were some schoolgirls in London who were trying to leave the country and join ISIS.
Right.
She says that
Denver did.
Mary says that Britain is a free country, and the departure of the London schoolgirls, presumably for Syria, is not a cause for national breastfeeding, but a family matter, and really none of our business.
Huh. I think that's an intelligent way to look at that. All right, one of the other issues of the day today has to do with the pipeline. I have asked Kenny to post both at DougStephan.com and at our Facebook page, Facebook.com/good day, a map of all of the oil pipelines that are used to transport oil crisscrossing our country.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 80 of them. I bring this to your attention because the suggestion that we build a pipeline to haul the Canadian oil down to the Gulf of Mexico, it seems, for those who don't know what the facts are, and that's most everybody, that this is, oh my God, this is a unique circumstance. It isn't unique at all. There are over 80 pipelines, and this map shows you where the pipelines are. So, in terms of having the pipeline, and I'm not necessarily suggesting this is the reason for having the pipeline, but I think one of the main reasons for having the pipeline is the safety of the public and the environment, because the locomotives use a lot of fuel to haul all that oil down from the oil fields in Wyoming and the Dakotas. And there also is the danger, as is demonstrated by what happened in West Virginia, that the cars come off the track and they crack up and they explode and yada, yada. So Jay would like to have a conversation with us about why not to have the pipeline. Jay, please go ahead. You're on Good Day. Welcome.
Well, there's a couple of major arguments out there, the first of which is being that we shouldn't be building new infrastructure that is just going to be make it more efficient to burn fossil fuel. And you're saying, how does this affect us? Well, you know, they're already saying that the extreme climate events and everything are all a result of this. The snowfall that we've been having, the monster snowfall, this thing, there's a lot more moisture in the air, and that's coming down now, during this winter. So
are you saying that the reason we have a lot of snow and cold is because of global warming?
No, they're saying the reason why we're having so much extra snowfall this year is because there was a lot more moisture in the air because the polar ice caps are melting and there's a lot of ice melt.
That's related to global warming, isn't it? Supposedly.
Yes. Well, it's the planet is getting hotter. That's not in dispute.
No, it isn't in dispute. But why is it getting hotter? Is in dispute.
Right.
Okay.
Many people say it's a cycle.
It's a cycle. The planet's been going through a cycle for billions of years. Anyway, go ahead, please.
So the other argument against the pipeline, it's more about, the marketplace. It's more about, the fact that the trains that are delivering all this oil now, and that inefficiency actually represents a lot of jobs. And that, as much as they're saying, and also oil comes by truck and also by ship, they're saying that, to streamline this over the long term will reduce the number of jobs involved and it'll just make it easier. This one pipeline they want to build is a lot wider, a lot thicker, and will be carrying, a lot more volume of oil than any of the others. So, the real basic question is, if we could get to, energy independence through renewables, why don't we start now? There's an MIT study that says we can do it in 20 years. As soon as we decide that we want to start the clock ticking, the sooner the better.
You have an excellent argument. You've done a lot of thinking about this, and you're very smart, and there's not much to disagree with there. I would only point out to you that the reality of what you're suggesting surfaced in 1981 when Ronald Reagan wanted to do the same thing that you're suggesting and others have suggested. We go to renewables. We go the way of solar power, wind power, those sort of things that have become more in vogue. He was all ready to do that when he got talked out of it by his pals Rumsfeld and Cheney, who had the connection to the Saudi oil and to the Iraqi oil and all the other things, because they were making their own bed for themselves with the oil companies and Halliburton and that group at that time. So, and even before that, there are others. As much of a scoundrel as LBJ was, there were proposals then, not well thought out, but they were still things that were kind of doable, that might have been helpful in this arena. So the progress has, associated conversations there have been over the last 60, 70 years toward this, 60 years, have all been well-founded and sound thinking, as yours is, but the practical reality is that you and I are not in charge. And that's what the problem is. The problem is that the oil companies are so corrupt, and they have so corrupted the system, that they continue to rule the day. So you have the right idea, and I think you ought to continue to pursue your thoughts, your ideas, and your passions, but maybe add a leg to it, and that's work at having people not only understand how corrupt the system is, but what you can do to change it. Is that fair?
It's great, and I think the Keystone is a great moment here in time where we need to consider some of this stuff. So, great point.
Very good consideration, very good conversation. Thank you for adding to it. It's nice to have listeners like that who think things through, even though maybe his ideas are not as practical as we'd like them to be. It's nice to dream. 18 after, this is a good day.
Boxing is back on NBC Primetime. March 7th, live at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. The world's best fighters return to NBC as Keith Thurman does battle with Robert Guerrero and Adrian Broner goes to war with John Molina Jr. This is the start of a whole new era in boxing. Hosted by Al Michaels, with commentary by Marv Albert, Sugar Ray Leonard, and Leila Ali. Live on NBC, March 7th at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. Premier boxing champions, where the next legends collide.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In recent years, innovative ways of treating cancer have provided new hope to thousands of patients. Many of these treatments have been developed by startup biotech companies, but now a major investor in these companies is speaking out about a crisis that's threatening to derail this important research. Writing in the Wall Street Journal, venture capitalist Standish Fleming says small companies being formed to fight diseases are now, and I quote, suffering from a disease of their own, a legalized extortion by plaintiff lawyers looking to make a quick buck, end of quote. He says that small biotech companies face, on average, more than $3 million in legal and accounting costs when preparing to sell stock to fund their growth, and many can't afford this expense. Let's be fair. The last thing we need standing in the way of the next potential big medical breakthrough is America's legal system. When a leader in funding this research signals an alarm, it's time for our lawmakers to listen. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Bon Jovi, sponsoring a community restaurant in the Jersey Shore community still struggling to recover from Sandy. Through his John Bon Jovi Soul Foundation, he's providing backing to Spoonful of Hope. It's a church project that began serving meals at a firehouse in Union Beach, New Jersey, near his home. How far is he from Bruce Springsteen? Do they grow up as neighbors?
Anybody who about know? Neighbors? They're not too far. Huh. Same basic area. I mean, yeah. It's an hour.
The reason I ask the question is that it sort of begs the question about the similarity in the focus of their music. Bon Jovi.
Don't go there.
Why?
Bon Jovi fans, Bruce Springsteen fans think that Bon Jovi is a wannabe Bruce Springsteen, kind of like the blue collar Jersey rock.
Yeah, right. That's the conclusion I drew.
Yeah. And you're right, but people don't want. And I have Bon Jovi friends.
Which side? Bon Jovi side or Bruce Springsteen side?
In Maryland, where I grew up, everybody from New Jersey moves to Maryland eventually after college. And so I have a lot of Jersey friends. They do. They all go to the University of Maryland. And the Bon Jovi friends, Springsteen's okay. The Springsteen fans, Bon Jovi's terrible. Hate him.
Yeah.
So there's this yin and yang between them.
All right, next up, musically speaking, in the news department, Taylor Swift is donating $50,000 to New York City's public schools. Did I tell you she walked in front of me, Jennifer, the other day?
No, that's so exciting.
Why is it exciting? I mean, she was all by herself. She had just come out of, I'm trying to remember which street I was on. It was Wilshire Boulevard. And she had just come out of a drugstore. And she was very, you wouldn't have known it was her. If I didn't know it was her, I wouldn't have known it was her. No.
She's really tall and skinny.
Very tall and very thin.
How did you know it was her then?
Because I could tell by looking at her face. I've seen enough pictures of her to have gotten who she is. And she apparently is good at just being alone or being on her own. Kind of, she doesn't like to have an entourage with her.
She goes, where was that picture that was taken of her? her with that teenager in the park when she was jogging by.
Yeah.
And the girl said, oh, my God, oh, my God. And they took a selfie and she posted it. And she's out jogging by herself, you know.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the City Tourism Bureau in New York has tapped Swift as Global Welcome Ambassador, even though she has moved out of, she's sort of into and out of New York. Where did she grow up? Where did Taylor Swift grow up?
She's from the South. No, she moved to Nashville at like 15 to try and get her songs picked up. But she was from somewhere down in that area. I can't remember.
Yeah, she's from the Southern girl.
Anyway, she said she was going to donate proceeds from this song, Welcome to New York, to the city school department. And that's why she gave him $50,000. A publicist says she'll continue to donate any proceeds she gets from the song, Welcome to New York. So it's, I mean, how do you find fault with something like that?
I know.
That's very good.
She's from Reading, Pennsylvania, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Okay, let's go back in musical time to 1995. During this week in 95, Madonna was number one with this song. Number one for 7 weeks, as a matter of fact. Take a bow. The night is over. This masquerade is getting older. Lights are low. The curtains are down. There's no one here.
This was Madonna's last good song, wasn't it?
Really? You think it is?
One of them.
Yeah.
This is a sad song. Anyways. But what did it speak to that it stayed at number one for 7 weeks in a row?
The video was about bullfighting.
Was it really?
I didn't even remember that.
What's that got to do with...
Don't know.
Well, I haven't seen any of those videos anyway. All right, so there is a couple of musical milestone moments for you here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An army bomber, fully loaded, take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strength in the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long, it's a good day to get gone.
33 past the hour, Chuck Steffens, good day. The whole
thing
is here, aren't we, Dudley?
What are you talking about? What are you doing?
I said it's 33 past the hour and Doug Steffens' good day. That would be you.
I'm telling you what time it is.
Really?
You sure how many years do you remember Flavor Flav?
All right, if you've been like McFadden and not been here, I want to point out to you, before we get to the good news for this Tuesday, actually this is good news because it helps people understand what really is going on versus what you think is going on or what you hear through certain corners, news media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer and Kenny and I earlier were talking about where all the pipelines are. Rich, did you know there are 80-some pipelines crisscrossing this country carrying oil at the moment?
I didn't know the number. I figured there was a good number of them, but I didn't know it was 80.
Spider web.
Yeah, look
80
at the,
seems
we
about
posted,
right to me when you think
I might have figured it was more, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. We posted at DougSteffen.com and also Facebook.com/good day the graph, which basically shows a map of where all the oil pipelines are in the country. So you just know when you hear that this Keystone pipeline is going to be the end of all because it's horrible, yada, 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 like you think there's no other pipeline in the country. Look at all of them crisscrossing the country. That's basically all it is information. Do with it what you will. Hopefully it's helpful. Next, good news. Your chances of facing an IRS audit dropped to the lowest level in 14 years.
Yep.
Thank God.
And because?
That's because they don't have enough money, supposedly, to operate efficiently. The audit rate, which is the percentage of individual tax returns that they examine, fell to 0.86% last year. That's less than 1%, lowest rate since early, a little after what happened on September 11th. They rose steadily for the past 10 years or so, and now they have fallen off. The IRS has audited about 1 million people in the last year, down more than 162,000 from the year before and 339,000 from the year before that.
But here's the catch.
What's the catch, Richard?
They're threatening now that you may not get your refund check as quickly as you.
No, they're not threatening.
To.
You aren't going to get it.
Right. You aren't. It's
to,
like
no,
a warning.
You are not going to get your refund. Now, if you get an electronic refund, it might work to your advantage, although I've been told I always have filed electronically and didn't know.
You have to now.
Well, I think there's other ways.
It's required.
No. How? What? So if you can't do it, then what do? You just don't bother.
You have to either do it online or your person, like you sign the papers that your the person that prepares your taxes, and they file electronically for you.
That's wonderful. A free country, except do it all the way.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's an option. I think that's just how it is now.
How in the world? I've been filing electronically for a dozen years, 10 years, I guess.
Yeah.
You're such a hero, Richie.
How in the world, though, does the IRS not have money? Kids, let's answer this question. I mean, really, how in the world does the IRS, it's
sequester,
every bit of our tax money, not have money to operate? This is so ridiculous. The government is such a joke.
Yep.
Hi.
You know what they should do? You know, Congress tied together the that bill with the immigration and the funding for the Department of Homeland Security. They should have tied together funding for the IRS.
Right.
Instead, it would have flown through.
Greater.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of money, woman from North Carolina presented with one of the three checks from Powerball.
Yeah.
Marie Holmes is her name, H-O-L-M-E-S, 26 years old, single mother of four children, single mother of four children.
How old?
26.
26.
Single mother of four children, 9 months to 7 years old. Let's see, $564 million altogether, with a cash value of $381 million divided by three.
She got $127.
A lot of money. Well, she does before taxes. After taxes, a little bit less. Well, quite
whatever.
30%. But
whatever.
Anyway,
it's a lot of cash.
A lot of money.
Let's
good for her. Congratulations. And good luck trying to keep all the wolves away from your door. Every guy in the world is going to find out.
I know.
Your husband, take care of the kids. Yeah.
You thought you had baggage with four kids? Just wait till that lotto money kicks in.
All right, some more good news here. Target is cutting the free shipping minimum in half, $25 now, online purchases.
That's good.
Is that a big deal or not?
Well, it used to be $50, which I think is way too much money. You know, it says spend $50, get free shipping. $25, very doable.
Walmart does it for $25. Amazon does it for
Target. Everybody has to compete with Amazon.
Yeah. I was in Target on Sunday buying a sort of a mattress. Charlotte has these two beds. And
you bought a mattress for yourself at Target?
No, I didn't. Can I finish the rest of this?
A dog mattress.
It's one of those, it's a pad that gets used normally for one's bed.
Need a pad for your mattress?
So you bought a mattress pad.
I did, Richie.
For the dog.
Okay.
For the dog. I got it. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay.
She's sleep deprived.
Notice how Kenny's not taking shots at me. Anyway, the pad is something I cut up and I put in these beds that Charlotte has because, you know, she's incontinent a little bit, and so once in a while a little pee gets on and I wash them and then I throw them away and then I put new ones in. Anyway, the reason that I'm telling you this story has nothing really to do with Charlotte.
It
was when I went to this huge, huge Target store, which is on Jefferson and Sepulveda near the airport. I've never been in a Target store. I've been in that many Target stores anyway, but this is a huge store. Huge! And people in line, food, clothing, home goods, soft goods, hard goods, you name it.
Keep telling me this is like porn. They have everything at Target.
They do. They do have everything.
I will spend 3 hours walking every aisle at Target because I can't. I don't want to miss anything.
All right. Census results. Ready? Latest census results are out. Category, partnership, marriage, and what goes on at home. Ready?
Sure.
The average number of partners a woman has during her lifetime, according to the census. What do you think the number is? Take a guess.
Obviously, you're the first.
Why would they ask that question?
Because you've never had a census. Nobody's ever come to your house and asked you a whole bunch of questions.
If they ask me how many, how many partners I've had, I'd tell them to beat it.
Hello.
None of your business.
Yeah. Well, the basic American population is
not
that smart.
There's a good joke in there, but I'm going to walk away from
it. All right. The average number of partners, according to the census, you remember when I threw them off.
Partners.
There's two conversations, boys and girls, going on here.
Mine was funnier, though.
Yeah. No doubt. Anyway, well, I told you the story, Richie. Remember when they came to my house in 1990, I think it was, because I hadn't filled out the form, and so they came, you have to give us this information. I said, yeah, okay, what do you want? Your name. Here's my name. What's the address here? I gave it to him. How old are you? I told him. There was one other, are you married or single? And I said, I don't see that's any of your business. And then it went downhill from there. Well, I need to ask you all these questions. He had a whole pad, two or three pages of stuff he's going to ask me. And I said, I'm not going to answer those questions because it's none of the government's business. Well, the government needs to know. I looked at the guy and said, no, the government doesn't need to know. I'm all done answering your questions.
I've told you my name, who I am,
that's
where
all.
I am.
And here's where
goodbye.
I live.
I do my family tree thing on the family tree website, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's cool to look at the census papers from like back in the 20s and 30s.
Yeah, you see the name.
Well, but there are all of these questions that they will ask, and some people do answer them. So anyway, back to the question, how many partners does an average woman have during her lifetime, according to the census data?
The real number, or the number that they call people when they're on dates?
Partners.
Like a sexual partner?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Husbands, wives.
Husbands, wives.
Legal.
Live in. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Average, partners. I'm going to say 7.
Nope, too high.
Really?
Richie.
3. 4.
Now, how many men, how many does the average man have?
32.
15.
7. Oh, look at me picking the man number. All right.
All right. Percentage of people who have had a one-night stand that turned into a stable relationship.
This is not on a census.
This is so lie. This is special lie.
You're making
source of this is the U.S. Census Bureau, the Pew Research Center.
Load.
All right, well,
that's the
number of people with a one night stand.
Next.
I think this depends on average.
How many people have had a one night stand?
This is not a cosmopolitan.
Will you be
quiet?
I'm going to
say 30%.
That's close, 27. The percentage of adults in the U.S. who are single. This is sensitive.
I would say 43.
44. Very good, Jennifer.
Gosh, I'm so good.
Wow.
Percentage of women who claim to use their persuasive techniques.
You should work on it here, Jennifer.
To help around the house.
Guessing people's weight.
You want me to do this again?
Since yeah, please.
Poor conversation going on.
The
percentage of women who claim to have used their persuasive techniques to get men to do things around the house.
This is not for
98.
I'm going to say 100.
84.
Yeah,
percentage
you're reading
people,
Cosmo.
Would you stop?
You're reading Cosmo.
No, I'm
don't
not.
Tell me this is a census.
Percentage of people in the U.S. who believe there's just one person in the universe who's the right one for them.
That's what a census.
40%.
No, too high. Can you even take a shit? No.
33.
No.
25. Did they also ask what's your favorite color?
Next question.
Purple.
Percentage of unmarried people in the U.S. who believe love is a very important reason for getting married.
Oh, 78.
More.
94.
83. 83% of unmarried people think
Omaha,
love is
I feel like
important.
We're playing football.
Right. Next, only two more. Percentage of married people in the U.S. who believe love is very important as a reason for being married or getting married.
You just asked that.
No, it's the percentage of unmarried people in the U.S.
Oh,
who believe love
married.
This is married people.
I'd say about the same. 80. No, I'd say 85%.
No, 93. All right. How many weddings will there be in America this year?
How many weddings this year?
Mm.
Oh, gosh, millions. I don't know.
5 million.
2.5 million.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. times, a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want you to remember your most favorite TV show. Now I want you to remember the actors and actresses in that show. Now you are probably thinking of the headliners. Now just imagine for a moment that in that show, that's all there were, the headliners, the stars. There were no supporting actors. There were no extras. Ask yourself this question, what kind of a story would it be? Because every television episode, every movie has the stars, but then people who really make up that particular story. Now, in your life, you do have people that are stars. You might not be one of them. You might actually be one of the supporting people that create that story. Be it in business, be it in your social affairs, be it in whatever you want to do, even in sports. So remember how important you are. Without you, there is no show. Without you, there is no progress. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
57 channels.
From the Geico Newsroom, I'm Jennifer Horn.
Right. Yeah. There's the story of startup Skipper developing a product that could detect commercials on any cable or satellite program.
This was Jennifer's TV report.
Yeah, no, but she didn't have the story. So what's this? What is this? This is.
Don't ask me what the story is. You got it, buddy.
No, I'm not. So this is becoming more and more prevalent, though, isn't it? These ways for people to skip commercials. And this is SKIPR. Anybody ever heard of this outfit before? Mm-hmm. This product?
No.
A comparable.
Gilligan's Island.
Skipper! Okay. Sorry, I went down this road.
No, in other news.
Yeah.
Back to me in the
Wesley TV. Snipes has a new TV show.
Wesley Snipes heading to the small screen. Yeah, the Blade actor. He's joined the NBC pilot Endgame.
Yeah.
That's right. He is actually out of jail. You're right, after paying his taxes. This is set in Vegas. It's going to star Strikeback's Philip Winchester as a former sniper-turned-security expert who's drawn into a mysterious conspiracy that forces him to complete a series of challenges in order to save innocent lives. Wesley Snipes will play the pit boss for the game. It's kind of good. It's his first series regular role on television since he was in Miami Vice and the Bernie Mac show a decade ago. Other casting news, Calista Flockhart. Remember her? Allie McBeal.
Married.
No, she's the most recent actress to join CBS's drama Supergirl. She's going to play Cat Grant, a former journalist turned self-made media magnate and the founder of her own global powerhouse company called Catco.
Why do we
now
care?
Also,
I care that she's in the show. I'm not saying I don't care. But all the other details, nobody's going to remember.
Well, the Supergirl, you want to know who she's going to play.
No, what I want to know is the Oscars and the ratings and how poor Neil Patrick Harris did.
Least watch Oscars in 6 years, Dougie.
Really?
Yep. According to early estimates by Nielsen, 36.6 million viewers tuned in to see Neil Patrick Harris host the award show. That was 16% decrease from last year's broadcast with Ellen DeGeneres. I didn't think it was so bad. I actually liked Neil Patrick Harris.
My daughter was watching it last night because she wanted to watch the Oscars, and I was re-watching it with her. And he was actually very good, but he was still very...
funny.
He was still very stiff.
Yeah, he was kind of stiff a little bit.
Yeah,
but he's very good.
He's very good.
He has good composure.
Yes.
I think that's what I like about him. He seems secure. Anyway, that's the story. Jennifer, good job. Thanks. 51 after on Good Day.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour, here is what you need to know about keeping your home in tip-top condition, courtesy of one of the real geniuses. If you don't think this guy has a lot in his head, just look at his picture and see how big his head is.
He does have a big head.
He has a big
head. That massive brain of his.
Full of brains. Ask him a question. They'll give you a snappy answer on the air. Listen, look for, learn from the Money Pit Radio program and Tom, who will have answers to some of your questions in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivorLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Tom Kreitler, host, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Program. He is available everywhere on the internet, at the end of the phone, be on Fox Business tonight. What will you discuss? What will you be, the usual stuff, or you got some angle?
Yeah, no, on the Willis Report at 5 o'clock on Fox Business, we're going to talk about the five most overlooked home-related tax deductions.
Really? What would they be? Come on, Steve. Tell us now so we don't have to watch
Phil, I know, I can't break
Come on. Will you please? One. Give us one.
All right, so why don't we talk about energy-efficient home improvements? This is kind of a no-brainer, right? Homeowners who upgrade their property with new heating system, cooling systems, windows, doors, insulation, you know, other ways that you can save energy in the house with these products are very often eligible for tax credits. Mm-hmm. And so that can really add up because a tax credit can be pretty valuable when it comes time to filing your taxes.
Not only that, but in Maryland here, they had a tax-free weekend for energy-saving appliances.
Oh, really?
So you went out and you bought, a friend of mine bought a new oven, a new refrigerator, a new dishwasher, and a new microwave all on that weekend and paid zero taxes on all of them.
Wow. Yep, good. Okay, so that's the tip if you want to watch and get more out of Tom's info. 5 o'clock Fox Business this afternoon, and he'll have makeup on, so you may not recognize him. he'll be identified as Tom Kreitler. Anyway, Jennifer wants to know about her disappearing attic stairway that is sagging. The air is coming into the house from the attic. Sort of a cross back and forth. What can she do to fix this problem?
You know, there's not too much this energy efficient about attic stairs because even if they fit properly, if they're not sagging and sort of hanging partially open, the bottom of that door, that attic door, is only a quarter to 3/8 of an inch thick plywood, which has, you know, no insulating value whatsoever.
Yeah. So the breeze from blowing in, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. So what I did in my home is I actually took out that very same type of stair that I had, and I put in something called a rainbow stair, which was a steel-framed telescoping stair that basically sort of unwound when you pull the door down. It sort of unwinds like a telescope. And because it was a steel frame instead of a wood frame, it didn't twist, and that was important because sometimes the ceilings aren't flat, and by putting the steel frame in, I was able to get it just right. And when this thing closes, Doug, it's kind of like slamming the door on a refrigerator. It's got that type of an airtight seal on it. So if you don't want to replace your attic stair, though, what you can do is you can get an attic stair insulator, which is sort of a cover that drops over the stair. The only problem with that is you've got to put it on and take it off every time you open and close the stair.
Remember when you were in my house, I showed you that circular stairway that went that I put in when I did the addition to the house. Remember that? It was I did it because it reminded me of a firehouse,
like a spiral stair.
It's kind of a fun thing to go up and down. The only time I was scared, I slipped on it once and fell down because it's very steep. And Charlotte actually walked up it once and scared the living because those things are kind of dangerous. But they're cool to look at.
They absolutely
are. They're functional because they don't take up anywhere near as much room.
Yeah, as long as it's not your main way to get up and down. Fun option.
Check out the Fox Business Report tonight for Tom at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Tom Kreitler, always my pleasure to have you here. You're a good friend of the program.
Thank you so much.
After on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.